737 and Mitch CV is coming up the ramp onto Front Street. We now go to our spotter vehicle, Kelly.
Thanks, Dine. Not quite yet coming up the ramp. He's actually passing Wells Fargo Bank. 11 dogs on the line. Mitch CV finishing third for Iditarod 42, being escorted by the Nome Police Department, which is very, very kind. If you are driving down on Front Street, walking down on Front Street, just be careful. Mitch CV is on Front Street, so if you can avoid Front Street for the time being as he approaches the finish, I'm sure that would be very much appreciated. Again, Mitch CV on Front Street, finishing in third place for Iditarod 2014.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kelly. And we go to Lorelei Kinnean on Front Street. Hello, Lorelei.
Mitch CV is nearing the chute. He's in front of the old AC building and coming this way. John Hanlon just said this is his 21st time coming to the finish line in Nome on Front Street. He's under the lights, and his team has entered the chute at this point.
Is just now entering the finish.
Wearing the very recognizable red and yellow jacket. His team is entering the chute. His white lead dog is showing the team the way. And here they come. He's got his snow hook, and he has finished the 2014 Iditarod. Heading up to chat with the elder CB. His son just won a few hours ago.
Official finish time, 7.
Congratulate your son.
39 and 40.
There you are. Good job, man.
You knew we got it.
That, of course, pending the review of his sled.
Well, he eventually came in second, like 2 minutes behind
you. To assure that all of the...
Mitch did not know that his son won the Iditarod just a few hours ago. They're embracing right now. Dallas CV and Mitch CV are hugging each other.
I had a race with her up here. I thought it was you right across. I guess I won. So we went 1-3. Nice.
That's unbelievable.
Did you hold up? You all right?
I'm still standing.
Well, that's all you can hope for at this stage.
That was ridiculous. Yeah, thank you. We're here, and... about all I gotta say about that.
Your son just won the 2014 Iditarod. I think you're surprised. Are you surprised this morning, Mitch?
Well, it's a lot of time to make up, but no, on second thought, it's not a huge surprise. Things like that happen, and you know, the drivers are doing the best they can and getting here as fast as they can, and sometimes the reserve tank doesn't have quite as much left in it as you thought, so it's not a big shock, but boy, I'm sure happy.
How was the wind for you this morning? We heard it was pretty brutal out there.
Well, not to be sarcastic, which I'm, by the way, pretty good at. If you don't already know, I can't tell you. It's not only the wind, it's the glare ice and the gravel and the rocks. Any one of those you can do, all three together, is borderline difficult.
So how'd your team make it? How'd you manage to go through that?
I'll write a book.
Yeah? All right, I'll look for it.
There's 1,000 different things that happen, you know. I have a pretty decently controlled team, and they try to do what I tell them, but one particular instance, we were trying to cross a sloping section of glare ice, and the wind was blowing so hard from our right that one couldn't stand up on a normal day, much less on glare ice, and caught the sled, and the sled took off south, I guess that would be, and dragged the entire team 100 yards backwards. Just kept going and going and going, and I thought, you know, there's probably an ocean over there somewhere. So that just is an example of what it's like. We crashed and tipped and whatever, you know, countless times. Once we got out of the bad wind, then it actually was a pretty beautiful night around safety. And then, of course, the pilot was overtired by then, so there were errors made of not recognizing markers and corners, and there's no plastic on my sled, and you know, a few things like that. But every once in a while, I guess the finish line comes along and saves you.
Who was leading for you this morning?
Well, we had the Rogues Gallery earlier trying to find the right thing, but I ended up with my new leader, Wally, and he's I think he's going to be a good one. He's something I just started working with this winter. And other than he gets a little too anxious and tries to make too many of his own decisions, he's really good. I like him. So we had a good time that way. But I'd fall asleep and we'd be roaring along, and I'd wake up and there was not a marker or trail scratch on the ground, nothing in sight anywhere. And it's like, Wally, what have you done? So we try to backtrack and go find where we were supposed to be, which is, of course, much easier after we got out of the wind. So.
All right, Mitch, we'll get you checked in here.
Please do.
All right. Right behind you here. Okay.
Take your time. Okay. To check your cooker, your axe.
Yep, see that. This map here first.
Oh, your vet book? So checking the mandatory gear. To make this an official
good job,
finish.
Mitch.
Sleeping bag.
Thank you.
He gets a good job from head vet Stu Nelson.
Yeah. Snowshoes.
Yep. We see them.
Promotional packet.
That's in this one as well.
And last, booties.
There you go. I see a lot of them. You're set. All right, Mitch, I think you're ready to.
Okay.
Yep, we'll get to the
okay. All right. We have all the acquired gear to come in, and one thing to get you off the trail would be your signature.
Okay.
Right here.
Meredith Amasik checking him in at the finish line in Nome. He signs his name. He officially finishes Iditarod 42.
Coming in third place for 2014 Iditarod is 8 days, 17 hours, 39 minutes, and 40 seconds. Congratulations.
So Mitch Seavey then breaks the record from 2011 that John Baker made when he won. Again, Mitch Seavey finishes the 2014 Iditarod with 11 dogs. Thanks so much for tuning in to KNOM on this fine morning, a happening morning, a lot going on. Reporting from downtown Nome on Front Street, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.